With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
This Lent, we follow Jesus as he faces evil in the hours before his death. What is evil? Who is doing evil against Jesus during Passion Week? What are ways in which we are complicit in evil? Do we take evil seriously? As we experience evil in our own lives, discover how Jesus stands in the face of evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, who delivers us from all evil. Lord, evil often comes from those closest to us. Peter denied you and Judas betrayed you. You know the pain of evil that comes from your friends. Comfort us when we are hurt by those we love. Lord Jesus, without you, we fall. With you, we stand. Stay with us. Amen.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, Lord, I speak your name, and it identifies me. I am your child, I am part of your family. So I begin my day with your name on me, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. When I was lost, you chased me down. You laid down your life for me. You know me, and I know you. Call me by name and lead me. I come to my God, hiding nothing. I confess my sins. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and the sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all.
Our word today comes from Luke chapter 22, verse 3. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. Our meditation today is entitled The Darkness of God and was written by Megan Rogner. During Lent, I frequently turn to the works of T.S. Eliot. No one else captures the pain and confusion of modern life like Eliot, whose career spanned two world wars. Eliot's poetry reveals a world of so-called hollow men, desperately in need of salvation. Early in his career, this need was unmet. Humanity, as Eliot portrayed it, was paralyzed in its passivity and despair. Yet, after his conversion to Christianity, Eliot's poems offered glimmers of hope. Amid the world's frustrations and human failures, there is an understanding that wrong will be set right, that chaos will be restored, that dark will become light. Reading the beginning of Luke 22 this week made me think of Eliot's poem, East Coker. The story of Christ's passion feels like a pattern unfolding, people taking up roles that have been planned for them since the beginning of time, particularly in verse 3, where it says that Satan entered into Judas, and he commits the terrible and necessary betrayal. The stage has been set for Jesus' final terrible hours. The darkness looms, though it is clear that it's part of God's plan. In East Coker, Eliot writes, "I said to my soul, be still, and let the dark come upon you, which shall be the darkness of God. As in a theater, the lights are extinguished, for the scene to be changed, with a hollow rumble of wings, with a movement of darkness on darkness." I so appreciate about Eliot's work is what I appreciate about the season of Lent itself. We are invited to dwell in the darkness of God, to peer into our dread and despair for a while with the understanding that God is still in control, that the lights will be turned back on, and that we will be transformed into who we were meant to be. Just a bit later, Eliot writes, "I said to my soul, be still, and wait without hope, for hope would be for the wrong thing. Wait without love, for love would be for the wrong thing. There is yet faith, but faith and the love and the hope are all in the waiting. Wait without thought, for you are not ready for thought. So the darkness shall be the light, and the stillness the dancing." One of the major themes of East Coker is the need for humility. We must empty ourselves of self in order to discover who we truly are. When I think about the poem within the context of Luke 22, I think about how part of our Lenten journey, our Christian journey, is to accept the role of darkness in what Eliot calls the pattern. It is through acknowledging this darkness, this emptiness, that we find the light, and through the stillness of acceptance, that we find our part in the dance. We pray. Lord, let us find you in the darkness as well as the light. Help us remember that you have always had a plan, and that you are always in control. Amen.
A prayer for family.
Lord, in the face of evil, you can call us from death to life, from silence to speech, from idleness to action. Go with us now. Send us with your gifts. Sustain us by your promise. Amen.